Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The annual Boston Pops 4th of July concert lit up the Esplanade last night, as it has for the past 40 years. But the New England tradition felt decidedly different last night, as it was the largest gathering in the city since the Boston Marathon attack. Still, even with intensified security measures, WBUR's Andrea Shea found people determined to celebrate.
My name is Alice Hall, and I want to share some Boston Strong.
Boston Strong was on full display at the Hat Show. Like Ellis Hall, the artists on the bill all have Boston connections. Hall is a graduate of Perkins School for the Blind in Watertown, and blues singer Susan Tedeschi is from Norwell. There were a lot of Boston Strong t-shirts in the crowd. On stage, Boston Pops percussionist Pat Hollenbeck was dressed in a white tuxedo. It was his 31st 4th of July concert on the Esplanade.
It feels different for us. It's poignant. They're all poignant. This is more poignant. It feels like the new normal. You know, security is definitely makes things more difficult for us logistically.
But Hollenbeck said just being at the concert only a few months after the marathon bombings was more than half the battle.
Well, I mean, this is a triumph for us, actually. We win. We're here, they're gone.
Karen Saucier and her son Cooper of Springfield have seen the Pops on the 4th for the past 10 years.
This year, I was a little more hesitant, but he didn't feel at all concerned, and I'm really glad we came. It feels like a really important year to be here.
Because she said it shows loyalty. Gary Johnson explained why she traveled from Fordyce, Arkansas.
Well, of course, you had our complete sympathy. The whole country was behind Boston. You can see the shirt that I'm wearing today. And my two others have the same shirt on. So we just want to show our support.
Yeah, I think it's important that everybody turns out for something like this.
Bill Kersey, a retired fireman from Long Island, New York, came with his daughter, Kristen. It was their first 4th of July in Boston, and she said the helicopters and security checkpoints took her back.
It's just like 9/11, you know. After it happened, everyone was nervous. People were like, what should we do? But a month later, everyone was like, you know what? We can't let them win. This is what we do. You come together and you show your support, and this is a perfect way to show your support.
But the attendance was thinner than years past. Whether it was the heat or jitters, the small crowd disappointed National Guard Staff Sergeant James Keelan. He lives in Malden, but grew up in Somerville.
I thought it was going to be bigger, and I hope that's not like a reflection of the marathon, because then they win. You know what I mean? Like, if you can ruin the Esplanade or whatever, then you win. And it's not right. You know, people should come out.
That said, Sergeant Keelan appreciated that the Pops invited injured MBTA officer Richard Donahue to guest conduct a song by one of his favorite bands, the Dropkick Murphys.
The guy took a round in the neck, you know, why not let him conduct it? He's making a recovery, his nerves good. I guess it's a fitting tribute, yeah.
Boston Pops conductor Keith Lockhart introduced Donahue, who held a crutch in one hand and a conductor's baton in the other.
We have a special guest with us tonight, a man who is the living embodiment of an everyday hero. In the pursuit of the alleged bombers on April 19th, he was shot and severed an artery and almost died of blood loss. He has made a remarkable recovery. Please welcome one of the people who makes us Boston Strong, Dick Donahue. One, two, three, four.
It was an emotional moment for Pam Carrigan of Winchester.
We were so upset by what happened to him, and we actually know him because I live in Winchester and my children were brought up in Winchester, and we know the Donahue family, and so we were especially concerned, touched, and very moved to see him doing so well.
She wasn't alone. people on the grass hugged and danced through that song, and the festive mood continued as the Pops left the stage and fireworks brightened the night sky. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.